To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Cubley.
That doesn't creep into my mind at all about where the other AFC teams are, what their record is. It's still early in the season, right? A lot of teams had a lot of really good starts to the season, but we all know, and that's our focus, it's all about how you finish the season. It's all about how your team grows throughout the season. Just because you have a great start doesn't mean it's going to be a great finish. It's just continuing to work, control what you can control, and you truly focus on one game at a time. That's all that matters. Can't focus on what the other teams are doing, the outcome of their games. It really doesn't matter, right? It has nothing to do with how you go and play, how you go and prepare. You don't do anything different because other teams are where they are record-wise. It's truly focusing on us and getting better.
D'Amico Ryans from earlier today is availability with the media, talking about how he's not concerned where other teams are, how they've started record-wise, the whole bit. He didn't have to admit, concern for that type of stuff, but
it's my decision.
It is. And you, sir, lead how you choose to lead. You swarm the hell out of that stuff, okay? But I'm just going to tell you right
now. Swarm the hell out of that stuff.
Swarm the hell out of it.
I'm just going to tell you right now. This is what we talk about. This is what we talk about. As sports fans, we know, mathematically speaking, what an 0-3 start means to your fate. 88% of the time. It means your ass ain't making the playoffs, sir. Unless some anomalous, thing. Is that the right word?
Yeah, you got it.
Anomalous?
You said it.
I said that right?
Yeah, I said it so well that I'm not going to even try to repeat it. I know what it means.
I don't feel comfortable, but I'm going to roll right up past it.
It's a little bit of a tongue twister, but you mean something that would be an anomaly. Right.
Very good.
I can't say it. So I'm so glad that you actually said it, but I know what it means.
Weird bleep needs to happen if you make the playoffs.
Anomalies.
Because the Colts, they suck. But in a good way, in a bad way for the Texans. They're 5-1, man. What a pain in the ass organization that is right now.
We don't like that.
No. I mean, any owner that is down on the sidelines wearing a headset, with a notepad and a pen. They ain't supposed to be overseeing a 5-1 squad. They're supposed to be overseeing an absolute dumpster fire. So I don't know what the hell is going on there right now, but the Colts are not going to make things easy on the Texans, B. Scott. Oh, and you got that dude doing his things that he's...
Swarm. That's his version of swarming the hell for Indianapolis.
Swarm the hell out of that
swarm
thing, man.
The hell out of that.
Naying the hell out of him.
So check it out, man.
Hey, you gotta make that a drop, man. Make sure you isolate that. Okay. The swarm the hell out of that thing. We're going that will be making another appearance on The Drive at some point in life.
Yeah, Ooh. Somewhere. I'm sure it will. Tell me how you feel about the Texans' path, though. I asked Clint yesterday, are you more confident in them being a wild card team coming out of the AFC South or them winning the division? Mind you, I thought it was a legitimate question because you still have two head-to-heads remaining, against the Colts, and in one head-to-head against the Jags, two teams that you're looking up at right now. And he said wild card, like without a shadow of a doubt, wild card.
Yeah, more confident, if that's the question, then wild card would have to be the answer. Like, I'm still hoping for the division, and I still think that that's well within reach. I think that should still be their goal and aspiration, like what they're shooting for should be to win the division. But if we're just going to answer that based off of where we are right now, the AFC South looks like one of the tougher divisions in football, if not the best in the AFC, and it looks like they could get at least two teams into the playoffs. And so, yeah, as wild as it sounds and as wild as it seems to say, like you have a better chance of becoming what the Jags are right now, that being as opposed to, like, let's say, sweeping the division, including those two games against sweeping what's left of the division. Obviously,
sure,
they've already lost a game to the Jaguars. But sweeping what's left of your division.
Say anomalous.
No, I can't.
I don't even think I said anything.
I can't even say sweeping, apparently.
You guys are killing it, man.
Man. They're definitely going to bring us back.
We have murdered the English language.
I mean, B-Scott.
Sweeping the division and what's left of the division schedule. Like, what are the odds of that? Now, you can play well enough to catch the Jags, it seems like. Mm-hmm. But as much as I want them to win the division, that seems far less likely now, given how, well, first of all, they're behind Indianapolis, and Indianapolis is playing really good football.
Yeah.
That seems far less likely than, let's say, catching the Jags and staving off the rest of the mediocre AFC.
I looked at it from a couple different perspectives, and at least as things stand right now, the Texans' path to a wild card versus their path to division champions, you're still going to have to kind of hopscotch two teams to do that. You got to hop over two teams to get that third and final wild card spot, or you got to hop over two teams to win your division. I'd rather try, like, I feel more confident in doing that via the division. If I believe in the Texans, based on what we've seen the last two games that they've played, maybe they're figuring things out. I already know that they have an elite defense. I can see that with my eyes. I am much more confident in being able to, you know, beat the Colts in a head-to-head because I know that's what's in front of me. Whereas today, right now, I know the Broncos are in front of me. I know the Jags are in front of me. I know the Bills are in front of me. And I know the Kansas City Chiefs are in front of me. That's how I'm looking at it, is find the Texans and a number of other things can happen between now and, you know, week 18, 19. That last game against the Colts, it's probably going to mean something, man. And I think you had that game circled on your calendar before the season even started, because that's just kind of the way things have gone for you the last couple of years. It's going to come down to the last weekend of the season. Because of the hole you dug yourself, if you're the Houston Texans, a division crown, like, that should be the goal, sure. But I also think it's like the path of least resistance, because there's some element of you being able to still control your own destiny in that those two head-to-heads with the Colts and one more left with the Jags. And, oh, by the way, just talking about the Colts, there's a 8-week stretch that the Texans are entering into starting Monday night when they take on the Seahawks. And I picked 8 weeks because at the end of 8 weeks, you'll have played the Kansas City Chiefs. Who knows what the hell that team looks like at that point in time, but that's a huge game for you because you've got 6 of those 8 games in the next 8 weeks against right now would-be playoff teams.
Obviously, we're going to see how the season plays out, but I think the question that you got to answer first before we can even get to this one, or what it seems like our answer to this question is based on, is how good are the Colts? What are the Colts exactly? Are they legitimate as they have appeared to be so far? Or are they like what the texter here, from the 713 is saying? The Colts are frauds. Look at their wins. We still play them twice. If you believe the Colts are frauds, then I absolutely feel like you should be focused on the division.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Vision. If the Colts worry you a little bit like they do me, then and you think that the AFC South is much better than people were giving it credit for, and if it is, in fact, the best team in the AFC, then I'm not so sure that it is the path of least resistance, as you said earlier.
In response to that texter, though, the Colts are frauds.
I don't agree with that.
If you don't believe in the Colts, I would ask you, sir, how do you believe in the Texans? If you don't believe in what you've seen from the Colts right now, like, oh, they haven't beaten any good teams. Well, you know what? Neither have the Texans. They haven't beat good teams. They beat a team who just fired their head coach. They beat a team who is like seventh on the next coach to be fired, though that's stupid with John Harbaugh being on that list, in my opinion anyway. But you beat a Ravens team that, yeah, they probably stink anyway right now, even with Lamar Jackson defensively, because they're giving up 35 points per game. So I don't know. I think that would be a legitimate question that you need to think about, too. If you don't believe in the Colts, how much could you actually believe in the Texans at this point in time? Monday night, I think, will answer some of those questions for Houston Texan fans. We can continue to talk about it. We got one more segment left. We also got T-Mill's best bets. He's been on one. We'll see what he's got in store tonight for us. I have to imagine it's probably going to be some really bad college football or baseball related completely. We'll find out next.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.